FDI. MKD for FDI.
NW for FCM. FCM.
How are you this morning?
Doing very well, thank you. And you?
Just another week of work, so gotta get out there and have at it. So what are you up to this week?
Oh, not a whole lot, just recuperating and resting up and healing up, looking good. Foot's not all healed, so thank the Lord. Yeah, dry today, but man, Friday's gonna be soupy, isn't it?
Up this way, right? Is that what they're predicting?
Yeah, right up through the Florida Panhandle. Up to 5 inches of rain here. Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Hey, the Panthers replaced Bryce Young, and their new quarterback won yesterday. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I guess the coach probably feels good about that, replacing the quarterback, putting the other one in there. So that's good. Yeah, the kids were planning on going to Panama City with grandparents, but they're going to Pigeon Forge instead now.
Actually, Panama City on the news, it's coming right into Panama City, directly through. So it's going to be a messy place to be.
It's ground zero right there, isn't it? So, but they're going up to Tennessee. So they'll be fine. They'll still have a good time and everything. But, yeah, we might get quite a few inches of rain here, you know. So I don't think I'll be planning on working on Friday. And but that's fine. No problem. I don't mind it. So, yeah, Gamecocks looked pretty good in their game, didn't they?
Yeah, they were awesome. Back away, Robbie Ashbury did a good job. I was so proud of him. And even the third string guy, I forget his name, came in, coached there. It was a great night, wasn't it? Looking good.
Yeah, I mean, the ones against Akron, they're pretty pathetic on defense. But still, it was a good win, and they scored a lot of points. Yeah, he looked really good, and then the backup, that third string guy, looked really good too. I was surprised. He threw some really short passes.
He did, yeah. Hard to believe it. Backup and third string both. Yeah, Lamar Sellers will heal. He'll come back. He may be better than ever. So, but you got three quarterbacks, so we've got some good depth for change. So it could be a game changer in the long term.
How we could have beat LSU? We could have been 4-0 right now, top 25. That'd have been something else, but it's going to be a brutal stretch now, you know, with Ole Miss after the break, Bama, you know, we got Missouri, it's the Texas A&M, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how good Ole Miss is, haven't checked, but yeah, we got a bye week, so it'd be strange having Saturday no football, but Gamecocks need a bye week to rest up. Is Ole Miss good? That'd be for FCM.
And number five or six, but almost half the top 25 is SEC schools. It's the strongest it's ever been.
Wow, that's going to be a tough one. But yeah, we've got a brutal schedule. At Pigeon Forge, we really enjoy that. We're going, 2 weeks, I think? 2 weeks, huh? Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure the exact date, but yeah, a lot of fun things to do, so that'll be fun. That'll be for FCM.
You guys are going up a good time, too. You'll see the leaves and stuff, and it should hopefully be turning a little bit up there and getting ready to change. So that would be a lot of fun. Well, where are you guys staying when you go up there?
Yeah, it's a good stay. It's a good place, Best Western. It's pretty. You see the mountains, Smoky Mountains from the room, so it's a good, nice place to stay.
Yeah, love it up there. It's home away from home, so we might go up there this next weekend. Just, I don't know. We're thinking about it just for a few days. But kids will be up there too, so might just hang out with all of them and everything.
So yeah. Good day. Did you get all your good jobs done?
A few of them done last week. It was maintenance last week, and then this week I've just got to do landscaping and some stuff. So I've got to. Quite a bit of work to do just to kind of catch up, but hopefully I can get done here, you know, before Friday. So, but this is my project and landscaping week.
Friday morning, are you?
Well, it has to be Friday afternoon because Angel has to work, so I'll have to leave right after she gets off of work, and then head on up there. So, but That's okay. We got to work around her schedule. So, how's your new computer doing?
It's great. It's fast. Night day difference. Windows 11 is a little different. It takes some getting used to, but yeah, just big difference.
Seems a really nice computer, so might need to get a desktop also. But our laptop's doing good, and we got a good printer. We got an Epson, the Workforce Pro printer. We got at Sam's Club last year, and it's really good. We like it.
They've come a long way. My other one was so old, outdated, but we got a new modem and router too. So everything's new: modem, new routers, new printers, new. So everything's just zip, 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 zip.
All that stuff, so nice. Well, yeah, the bow and arrow, I think I told you I got some parts, so, and then I got the release, quick release thing, so I'm good to go with it. I can get up there and hunt. So we actually saw a doe in the yard 2 days ago. Yesterday. You know, yesterday morning, he's eating grass and stuff. Look out.
Rutter starts soon, they start running everywhere like crazy. So, yeah, bow, I mean, a lot of people get up with bow and arrow, so you get active with it. It's to go all the way through them sometimes and compound bow. So, before FCM ID.
It's definitely bow season right now, so, but they're all over the place around here. It's the neighborhood is packed with them. We see probably a few a day sometimes, so they're everywhere.
Next week's cool off to the 80s, so that's a hot week, and finally get some fall weather. Day is getting so short, it's getting dark so early to be before FCM.
Yeah, it jumped up. It was hot yesterday, really hot. I just did not like it. I was like, man, I'm not ready for the heat again, but it's storm. Hopefully a storm will kind of push in a cold front. It's supposed to be, after this week, though, it's supposed to get back down to kind of normal levels, I think, like low 80s. High 70s, and then hopefully be that way. I'm hoping it'll kind of hang on to that temperature, because, I mean, we're getting into October, so it shouldn't have too many really hot days left.
Ready for some fall weather. Grass is pretty much stopped. You leaves down, but not enough to do yet, so slow time of year for good grass, which doesn't bother me enough before FCM.
Yeah, your grass is probably about done, isn't it? So I got to cut mine again. Usually the second or third week of October is usually my last cut for my customers, and then it leaves from there, so, which is a nice switch up. It's something that I would like to do, so it'll be nice, and I don't have too many customers with too many, like a lot of trees and stuff that makes a lot of leaves, so I think I should be pretty good, but usually I just mulch them up with the mower.
Blade on it, it just pulverizes them. I like doing a little damp so it doesn't get up my sinuses, but it just does them to dust.
I ask all the time, it's called a gator. It's like a, I don't know if you've seen, you can wear it as a do-rag or have it over your face. So I wear it all the time. It really, really helps me out. Nothing worse than being congested trying to sleep at night, so I double up that thing and wear it all day. You know, I'll definitely wear it for leaves, because leaves are really bad with dust, mold, and all that kind of stuff. It messes up your sinuses big time, so I don't want a sinus infection. That's no fun.
Yeah, I do it because I sneeze and fall headache after I do it.
Bring it by. It's they'll like these cloth masks. It's not really a cloth mask. It's just like a, I don't know if you've seen them before, but they're, like I said, you can fit it over your neck, over your head, something like that. But all right, I want to take off here and hope you have a great day. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
You'll be in there, and I'm always looking forward to talking to you. Raspy voices, W4FCM sign.
4GDM, NC9B, you listening to me?